AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is meeting with his cabinet at the White House. He says inflation is under control.
Since last January, we've stopped inflation in its tracks. And there is still more to do. There's always more to do, but we have it down to a very good level. It's going to go down a little bit further.
Meantime, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow over a peace deal to end the war with Ukraine.
We are not involved in the war monetarily anymore. Biden gave away $350 billion like it was candy. That's a massive amount of money. And much of it in cash, a lot of it in equipment. I don't give away anything. We sell the equipment to NATO.
Putin is accusing Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging U.S.-led efforts to end the war. The Northeast is getting its first taste of winter weather.
This storm system is coming just as the Midwest is beginning to escape snow and ice that complicated travel after the Thanksgiving holiday. Some parts of northern New England were expecting up to 10 inches of snow. Ashton Robinson Cook with the National Weather Service's Forecast Center says this storm system is centered over the mid-Atlantic and moving through the region.
It'll strengthen as it gets out over coastal waters southeast of Long Island. And as it does so, there's going to be a strip of winter weather, primarily heavy snow, from northeastern Pennsylvania, northeastward through New England and parts of Maine.
The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, and New York ahead of the snow's arrival. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Pope Leo is calling for the U.S. to pursue dialogue and even economic pressure on Venezuela to achieve its goals rather than threats of military action. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former leader is out of prison in Honduras.
Former Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been freed from a U.S. prison after a pardon from President Trump. Hernandez was sentenced last year to 45 years in prison for his role in helping drug traffickers move hundreds of tons of cocaine to the United States. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons inmate website showed that Hernandez was released from U.S. Penitentiary Hazleton in West Virginia, and a spokesperson for the Bureau confirmed his release. His wife, Anna Garcia, thanked President Donald Trump for pardoning Hernandez via the social platform X. Hernandez maintained throughout that he was innocent and the victim of revenge by drug traffickers he had helped extradite to the United States. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The French sporting world is condemning fan violence targeting Nice players and staff after defeat over the weekend. Following a sixth consecutive loss Sunday, Nice players faced insults from supporters. There are reports two players were assaulted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.